are now listening to Lower Road Radio.
Hey, welcome one and all to the number one podcast, winter, spring, and fall. Talking sports for the thrill of it all. Hey, talking life, but we're killing it all. Jason and Dan with the master plan. These are dangerous men with the mic in the hand. Ha! Bona fide winners everywhere that we go. You're a part of the team.
Lower Road Radio.
Dad life, thug life, bright lights in sight. All right. What? Dad life, thug life, bright lights in sight. All right. Yeah. Dad life, thug life, bright lights in sight. All right.
What? Bona fide winners everywhere that we go. You're a part of the team.
Lower Road Radio.
Let's get it.
What?
Now?
Yes.
Okay. At Tanagra, when the walls fell, this is Dan Owings coming at you another time for Lower Road Radio with my co-host, as always, Jason. We've got Harrison on the soundboard. Jesse has a bellyache in his tum-tum or something, and so he couldn't make it. But, you know, someone who has an actual excuse, you know,
yes,
carrying a human child, you know, Destiny is filling Jesse's spot. And
similar stomach size.
Similar. Don't insult Destiny like that.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's my son you're talking about.
I'm not saying your son's fat. I'm saying Jesse's fat.
Anyway.
If men could be pregnant and they can't.
Yeah.
Then Jesse looks like he could be.
But if Finn came out fat, you wouldn't love him any less. You know, you would just.
I mean, he'll be a baby, so make him a little bit cuter if he was fat.
Well, by definition alone, you'd have to love him more. Mm. There's more of him to love.
Or there's only so much love you have, so love per pound.
It's less.
You know, and then the bigger they get, the less love per pound you have.
In reality, that's what happens.
Yeah, that is what happens.
Well, they say a fat baby's a healthy baby.
They say that a fat baby.
A fat baby.
Fat baby.
A fat baby.
Do they say that?
I've heard that many times.
And
I've heard the
cuter,
word. I've heard the word baby fat when at the doctor when I was having my physical.
Sir, we've noticed you have a lot of baby fat. Is Jesse baby fat?
I mean, when I went to get my physical, he was like, take your shirt off. And then and the moment I took my shirt off, he started writing stuff down. He's like, oh, okay. All right. I'm like, what are you?
Turn around. Okay.
Oh, man. I'm going to need another sheet. What are you, drawing a picture? I don't know what's happening here. Well, anyway, Destiny is here. Destiny is I was going to say betrothed, but you know, the wife of
straight up married
of Preston.
Straight up married.
They've got a great couple named Prestony.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
As far as they go, it's one of the better couple names.
Or Deprestony.
I like that better.
Thank you.
Deprestony.
It's the one we go with.
Deprestony. It sounds like maybe a character from Game of Thrones or something.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Lord Deprestony.
Lord Deprestony.
Makes it so fancy.
Well, it's good to have you here with us, Destiny. It's actually a good thing you're here because I have actually something on my list that I want to talk about that concerns you. Not exactly you, but a little bit you.
And Preston's here.
Preston's here too.
Yeah.
You know, I actually really I want Preston to weigh on this. I want you to weigh on this.
Okay.
I'd actually be curious what Harrison's.
He's. We gave him the fake microphone.
Opinion is. Yeah. It's not plugged in anything.
Oh man.
So
it's like a little kid when you hand him a fake phone and they're talking on
hello,
it.
Hello, Grandma. Hello. So Bob Dylan once said, "The times they are a changin'."
I thought that was Simon and Garfunkel.
No, that was definitely Bob Dylan.
Okay.
And admit that the waters around you have grown, and convinced soon you'll be drenched to the bone. Your old road is rapidly fading. Get out of the new one if you can't lend a hand, because the times, they are a-changing.
I love Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan's great. Well, he said the times, they are a-changing, and that's true. Are you a progressive?
No.
No. But you feel like the times are changing, though, huh?
With or without me.
Mm-hmm.
I would go back to the 1950s if I could.
You're a conservative.
When could women start voting?
When could women start voting?
Was that the 1920s?
On like presidential elections
and
whatnot?
Yeah, like stuff that counts.
Mm-hmm. Well, the women's suffrage. It would have been like the 20s.
Harding was our first president, so whenever that was.
Who?
Harding.
The most corrupt president.
That was the
ever.
First.
Well, oh, you're welcome.
That explains
a lot.
Because
he was
hot. Jeez.
So.
I just basically want to go back before that.
That was a fail.
Like, yeah. Well, I want to go back. Wait.
So, I mean, yeah, experiment failed. As far as if I was the one
It's all been downhill since then.
I would have been all on board for this women's suffrage movement. And, and then they vote Harding in. I'd been like, wait a minute.
Well, just the name alone. I don't want women to suffer.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
There was a great, now Jimmy Kimmel's crazy woke now.
Yeah.
But did you see, do you remember this bit?
I have not.
He did a bit on The Man Show where he was going out and getting signatures to end women's suffrage.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. And all of these girls, it was like, we're like totally signing up for it. Yeah. We're totally against women's suffrage, and they were signing it and it's so funny. That's back when Jimmy Kimmel was a comedian.
Yeah.
So the times, they are a change and things change.
They're
different than they used to be.
Yeah.
So for instance, we'll start with this and then we'll continue to move.
This forward. Goes into my first thing.
Oh, really?
Maybe. I'm not sure where you're going with this. But.
Great minds. So for instance, there was a day. What's the due date? January?
December 31st.
December 31st.
Are you going to, listen, are you going to try to hold out or are you going to try to get it out? I mean, 22.
First baby of 23 would be
or the last of 22.
Hey, taxes?
Would you rather be
first? Oh, for taxes, you'd want to do it on the 31st.
Yeah, exactly. So if he's like after the 31st, it'd have to be like right at midnight. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we're not getting free stuff, and then what's the point?
What's the point of having to get a
boy out now?
taxes?
Doctor, could you backlog that by five minutes?
Please.
The whole, Preston will just be feeding her lots of spicy stuff and just like, let's go on walks. Let's do aerobics. Let's jump on the trampoline. Like, what are you? So there was a day when you would have gone into labor and they would have carted you away to the hospital. And then Preston would have stayed in the waiting room
with an unlit cigar,
and just, reading or doing whatever. And then the nurse would have come out and said,
congratulations.
You have a healthy baby boy.
Yeah.
And then you would have handed out cigars, smoked cigars, and then you'd have been at the kid's bar mitzvah or something. It would have, it's right.
See when you're all grown up.
Right? Now, I was present for the birth of my children, right? So
I was present at 4 of 5.
Okay. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
As far as percentages go,
that's pretty decent.
That's close to 80%. So I was at all of mine. And there were times when I'm like, I don't know, am I really helping here? Do I need to be here?
No.
I don't know that I do.
No.
But I was there because the times changed on that. I don't know, somewhere in the 80s would be my guess. And that's when the men started coming into
I blame Bill Cosby.
I blame Bill Cosby too.
Yeah.
We're not the only ones that have ever said that phrase.
Well, in the show, he was a... He delivered babies.
He was a baby doctor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The Cosby Show. It was before your time. Sorry. Are you? Have you guys ever seen The Cosby Show?
Yes.
Okay.
Not all the way through, but yeah.
Okay. Cosby Show's great.
Not one episode all the way through.
No, I've passed through.
I know it exists.
All the way through.
See, then Bill Cosby came by her, and then she fell asleep. So.
No.
I love The Cosby Show.
Fantastic.
On record. It's one of the greatest.
I love it.
We had Little Bill.
So, I like Little Bill. Little Bill.
Now that I know.
Little Bill was great.
Yeah, Little Bill was great.
I totally forgot about it.
I forgot about Little Bill. I have a picture with me and Little Bill.
At Kings Island.
At Kings Island. Yeah. Standing next to each other. We're going like this. Like,
yeah, I think I do too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little Bill is great. Big head on that kid, though. Way preferable. Little Bill, I'd rather be stuck in a room with the same episode of Little Bill on repeat for a year straight, then watch 30 seconds of Caillou.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, man. Caillou is just
a... I've never seen it.
Oh, Caillou's the
Leave
worst.
Leave it that way.
Yeah. The worst, yeah.
He is the worst child.
It's the whiniest.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh.
You won't let your kid watch Caillou, will you?
No.
Oh, no.
Good. You're good parents.
Start them off with Teen Titans Go.
All right.
Dude, that's fantastic.
Regular
I love
Teen Titans. Oh, not Teen Titans Go.
Well, Teen
that's
Titans
garbage.
Go is the kiddie version with adult humor. It's fun.
So there was a time when that would happen. And then other things changed too. And at some point, I don't know when this happened. It's happened within the last 10 years. Guys, and I am the last one to figure this out, go to the baby shower. I did not know that guys went to the baby shower.
I never went to a
baby
shower.
I was like, the first time I heard about it, I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
It's
a girl thing. Right.
why are you going to the baby shower? You know, like I would go maybe afterwards and like pick up the presents
or set up ahead of time.
You know what I mean? But I never went. And so I found out recently that apparently that's just everybody does that. Is that everybody does that now? That's just the thing, right?
Yeah. I don't know. It's kind of.
Did you guys do a gender reveal?
No.
You didn't do a gender reveal. Kind of, like, honestly, you're like the only one.
You're going to let him choose, right?
No.
Oh, okay.
I saw the images. I know what that thing is.
Okay. Wait a minute.
No.
So many jokes. Yeah, you didn't do a gender reveal.
Because that's super popular.
That is popular.
We never did that.
If I'd have come up with the idea, I would have done it.
Yeah.
I'd have been like, this is a great
idea.
But
I'm not following everybody else.
No, I'm not a trail. I'm a trailblazer. I'm not a trail. Lazier.
Yeah.
So,
it didn't
I don't know when that happened, but what's your stance on minute baby showers?
No, they should never happen. And I'm still, Estelle, when Estelle was born, my first child.
Yeah.
So, 19 years ago.
I remember when you called me. Do you remember when you called me to tell me that you found out you were having a girl?
No.
Yeah. Because, so Estelle, her birthday is November.
Next week.
November
28th. Yeah.
Levi's birthday is January ish. Sometime in January, I think. Yeah. No.
It's like the first week in January.
January 20th.
Third week. Yeah.
Is Levi's birthday. So they're fairly close.
Yeah.
And so at that time, when Jason was finding out whether he was having a boy or a girl, I already knew that Levi was coming too. So we were kind of a shared experience. And I remember I was working landscaping.
Well, first of all, when I found out Shelby was pregnant, I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I was delivering pizzas.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what am I going to do?
I don't know how this is going to work. Getting dressed to go. We were playing softball. I was getting dressed. I was putting on, and Erica was like, we need to talk. And I was like, okay. and she told me, she showed me the test. I was like, take another. Just take, how many do we have? Take them all.
Yeah.
And she's like, this is my third one. Yeah. This is it. I was like, and I remember I sat down on the couch and I was like, oh, wow. And she's like, well, you know, softball starts here. I'm like, you're not playing softball.
And she's like, carrying our child.
She's like, first of all, it's just practice, and I'm barely pregnant. And I was like, you're not playing softball. That's just the way it is.
And there's no such thing as barely pregnant. You're either pregnant or you're not.
You're just going to sit down until that child is born, okay? No softball, all right?
Yeah.
So that was like a whole thing.
I found it in the doctor's office because Shelby was sick. She was throwing up, and we're like, we don't know what's going on. She's not running a fever. So we went to the doctor's.
It was a Jim and Pam situation.
And I'm sitting in the waiting room, you know, because I mean, I'm not, you're an adult. Yeah. Go do your thing.
Exactly.
And she comes out and she's like, looks at me. I'm like,
what?
You have cancer? Like, what's going on? I don't know. Like, she's looking at me like, I have no idea what's going on. She's like, I'm pregnant. Like, I don't know.
Pregnancy is kind of like a good cancer, right? Like, because cancer is something inside of your body
that grows
and unwanted. Wants to kill you.
Yeah.
Where cancer is like a good thing. The baby is like a good thing that's growing in you.
Yeah.
And
they both drain resources from the mother.
They do both drain resources, but one puts back into you.
Eventually.
Never thought about it that way. Probably a reason.
So,
yeah.
The way I found out. Hey,
Preston, how did you find out?
Yeah, well, first of all, like, are we okay with this?
Oh, it's fine.
Okay, just, like, sometimes, listen.
Yeah.
You haven't been married long enough to know.
True.
All stories are not appropriate.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I've learned the hard way.
Oh, I hope this, whatever he's about to say, blows up in his face. Continue.
So I was sitting there at work, and I get a text message. And it's a pregnancy test that I didn't realize first. It says, oop.
Oop.
And I was like,
how do you spell
indeed?
Oop? How do you spell O-P-E? Oop?
It's oop.
Okay.
Oop, oop, whatever.
Oop.
And I was like, oop indeed? Like, I didn't like really look at it.
Yeah.
And then like, I looked at it again. I was like, oh. I was like, oh. Yeah. I was like, you sure?
Yeah.
So then I had to like think about the whole entire time I was at work while somebody was in front of me. Yeah. I was like, oh, I'm a dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm going home. Yeah, I can't stay here. I was like,
my brain is just not working right now.
Yeah. So anyways, I was in the room when Estelle was born.
Yeah.
And I wish I wouldn't have been.
No, yeah.
I almost passed out.
It's a horrible experience.
I did. The nurses, listen, white hit my face. Mm-hmm. My face turned green. I start like falling back. The nurses come sit me down. They left my wife screaming and yelling. They set me down in a chair smelling
now
salt.
Now they're worried about you.
Now they're worried about me.
They say it's a very beautiful experience.
No.
Liars.
It's ugly.
It's just,
looking forward to it.
It's like, have you ever seen the movie Alien? Have you ever watched? Ever seen that?
That's what it feels like when he moves too. I'm like waiting for it to just like pop out of my stomach. Yeah.
Well, I remember I was working landscaping in Virginia. I got a phone call from you on my cell phone. It was a flip phone.
Uh-huh.
And I said, hello. And you go, well, I couldn't put the stem on the apple.
No.
That's what you said to me when you found out you were
having
a girl.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. And I knew what you, and I was like, eh, sorry. And we're like, well, talk to you later.
Like, I did put the stem on the apple. So.
At that time, I didn't know. Oh. But,
called back a couple months later, and you're like, well, guess who did?
Yep, apple has a stem. So
we had stems the rest of the way.
I was the one stemmer. So we should leave this topic. So, in other words, your as far as the times they are changing,
I want to be in the waiting room with the
cigars. You want to go back to the cigars.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. My job is over.
Yeah, you I take did my
it
part.
From, you take it from here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And when you're 18, we'll be friends. But until then, like, good luck with mom.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. So. Good luck with all that. All right. All right. That's what I...
That's your thing?
I wanted to know how you felt about men.
Oh, I don't like any change.
At baby showers.
Like baby showers, the waiting room, all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's moving in the wrong direction.
Next thing, like the guys are going to be...
Delivering the baby for the mother.
Delivering the baby. Or they're going to be at the bridal shower. Were you at the bridal shower?
We didn't have a bridal shower. Okay. Remember we
kind of got engaged and then kind of like married the next month?
Oh, yeah. I remember that. I was there.
Yeah, you were. You kind of did you that. Were, you know. Kind of there for that.
I kind of have that awkward picture of you going like this.
Yeah, there is an awkward picture of me in the background. Just happy. I was happy. It was a good day.
Okay, so as far as kids and adults and that whole thing, that leads into my first thing.
Good.
So, oh, by the way, happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving. This is our Thanksgiving special. It'll drop Wednesday-ish before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, something like that.
So we hope that you're watching the Macy's parade with us in the background. Just... Yeah. Instead of listening to the people talk about it,
listen to us and watch the parade.
Us and watch the parade.
Okay, so what are some things? Let's do the Mount Rushmore.
Ooh,
of things that are awesome as a child, but suck as an adult.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
So I've got some things I wrote down here.
All right, you just get me rolling because you're already thinking about this.
Yeah. Okay, so one of the things is...
I have one for sure.
$100 in your bank account. As a kid, that is amazing. $100?
Yeah.
You know how much stuff you can get with that?
Yeah.
As an adult, if you have $100 in your bank account, we've got a problem.
Yeah. Okay, that's good.
Because that doesn't pay one bill.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, what else you got?
You got another one?
I got one.
Okay, what?
Chuck E. Cheese.
Okay, yeah.
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 I mean, as a kid, it's like, this place is amazing, and there's all this stuff. So, and as an adult, there's just brats running around. Everything smells like poop just a little bit and throw up.
Still urine.
I don't know what's going on inside that ball pit there, you know? It's just money is just coming out of my... Yeah. I'm like, there's so much money.
How do tokens cost more than regular quarters?
The pizza's horrible, and those electronic, you know, animatronic, you know, guys playing the guitar and stuff. It's just... The whole thing is just... A bad experience.
So locally, that would be Blue Fusion.
Yes, locally that would be Blue Fusion. Yeah, but as Blue Fusion's a little better because it's got the bowling alley, so you can let the kids run around there.
Yeah, there's a bar.
You could just bowl.
The adult goes hit the bar.
That's what they
do. You go sit at the bar, and the kids go crazy at the...
Yeah, Chuck E. Cheese is worse. Yeah. In Montana, it's called... oh, shoot. Erica could tell me. Oh, man.
Cheesy Chuck.
It's a really... Cheesy Chuck.
Hey, Erica! What's Chuck E. Cheese in Billings called? What's Chuck E. Cheese in Billings? What's it called? What?
Billy Bob's?
Oh, man.
She can't remember.
How does she not remember?
I don't know.
It was like a place that we went. It was like Chuck E. Cheese.
She said Billy Bob's? Is that what she said?
Listen, you don't want to go to Billy Bob's.
Billy Bob's in Montana?
First of all, I would never go there. I would never take my kid there. Billy Bob's.
Okay, so another thing
that's going to bother me.
A lot of great...
What? Oh, Showbiz Pizza. It was just like Chuck E. Cheese. They had the band of the animatronics up on stage, all that kind of stuff.
They just didn't want to pay for the franchise.
They weren't paying for the rights. Yeah. They did everything else. It was like...
Billy Bob was pretty close.
Chuck E. Cheese. Cheesy Chucks.
Maybe Billy Bob might have been the guy on stage. Like, he might have been the Chuck E. character.
Yeah.
Maybe it was Chucky.
Oh, that would be like a horror-themed little kids. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be great. Okay, another thing. It's awesome as a kid, not so great as an adult. Losing a tooth.
Mm. Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
When you lose a tooth as a kid, that's amazing.
That's a great day.
That's a great day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're going to get some money for
losing
it.
Losing a tooth as an adult, maybe not so good.
No, not so good. That's the worst.
Yeah, that's true.
I have nightmares about that.
Have you seen most of the people in this town?
Yeah, well.
Listen.
I have some bad days.
Meth and teeth don't play well They don't play nice together.
Or sugar.
Yeah, well, that too. How about this? Waking up in a different place. As a kid, that's amazing.
Yeah, I mean,
it's like, how did I get here? You fell asleep on the couch, you wake up in your own bed?
I did not like to sleep in other places.
But you woke up in another place. How did this happen?
I don't know. I
guess. Or you go to sleep in the car and you wake up in...
That's true. Although I would love that right now. Like if someone would carry me inside.
But if you just woke up in a different place as an adult.
Yeah, that's
you're
true.
Like, okay. What happened?
Okay.
How much did I drink?
Yeah, that's true.
Because I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how about this? Receiving mail.
Mm. Yeah.
Right? As a kid, grandma sends you a letter. That's pretty great. As an adult, if your name's on it, it's probably a bill.
I'd say the summer of 1988, maybe 87. Maybe 87. There was a toy magazine, and you could fill out a card and send it in, and you got a free G.I. Joe comic book. They sent it to your house.
Mm.
And I filled it out, and I had Mom help me put the thing on it. We put it in the mail, and she said, okay, now the G.I. Joe comic book will come to your house. And that was like June that I did that.
Yeah.
And every single day, I ran to the mailbox looking for that G.I. Joe comic book.
Do you know how long it took?
It came, it came like a week before school ended in August.
Before school started.
I mean, sorry, right before school started. Yeah.
So like it was 3 months.
Basically the end of August. It took 3 months to get there.
Yeah.
And for an 8-year-old or 7, 6, however old I was, that's like an eternity.
Yeah.
It was just every single day running out to the mailbox.
I also have an image of you running out to the mailbox because Mom would say, Dan, could you go get the mail? And you're like, I'll time you.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Go. Then Mom would start counting and then she would stop and then he would come back in 28, 29.
Yeah.
Oh.
I was pretty gullible. Still.
I mean, at age 12, you think you'd caught on.
Still am. No. Yeah. I probably didn't by age 12. I remember Dad telling me he'd give me like $1 if I ran around outside in the snow.
Yeah.
Like without shoes or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. I'd have done that for free. So sucks to be you.
Do you remember, just a side thought, as elementary students, putting your name, like age, like information about you on an index card and putting it on a helium balloon and setting it off.
Yeah, I remember that. Mm-hmm.
Today, he's looking at me weird. Did you guys ever do this?
No.
Yeah, we did that.
And then
it was like
with a return
address. The first
address.
Social media.
Yeah, with a return address. And then someone would find the balloon.
It was like sending a friend request to somebody you
It's like a message in a bottle.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. It's a postcard in a balloon.
Mm-hmm.
And it would go off and then you would be lucky if... Mm-hmm. Someone mailed you back.
Yeah.
Where'd you find it? How far did this balloon go?
Never happened to me. No one ever mailed it back.
Yeah,
I never got it. That one time, though, that guy came into our house to murder us.
To think about that now.
Yeah, I would never do that.
Can you imagine? Mm-hmm. I'm putting all my,
I'm not comfortable with this being at my house.
Imagine like Teddy, my 10-year-old,
mm-hmm.
write down all of your personal information on an index card and let's just send it out and see what happens.
Yeah.
Let's
see what happens.
It's a horrible idea.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How about this? Spinning in circles.
Mm.
Getting dizzy.
Loved spinning in circles when I was a kid.
It was great as a kid.
It was awesome.
I would barf as an adult.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do that
anymore.
Thinking
about it makes me queasy.
Having a job or having no job.
Having no job.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, that's true. Although, I mean, I don't know, as a kid, you don't think about, oh, this is great.
Yeah.
It's just life.
You have no responsibilities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Your responsibility is to wake up and watch The Price is
Right. I bet it works the other way, too. There's some things as a kid that were like, oh, horrible. Then as an adult.
Well, I told that to Harrison on her way in. got a brand new jacket.
Mm-hmm.
As a kid, you get a brand new jacket. Like, yeah.
Whatever.
Like, whatever. Yeah. As an adult, I'm like, dude, I got a brand new jacket.
I have something that as a kid you would not like, but as an adult you would.
What's that?
Boredom. I'd love to be bored.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember the last time I was bored.
But as a kid, I'm so bored.
So bored, I have nothing to do. I mean, if I ever had nothing to do, that would just make me so happy.
I haven't had
nothing to do for probably 21 years. I've not been bored for 21 years.
Yeah.
There's always something that, not that I haven't sat down, because I've sat down.
Oh, yeah.
But right. with the weight of there's a million things that I should be doing right now that I'm not doing. But as a kid, you have all of this time.
Yeah.
Because you don't have a job. It's like summertime or whatever. And you're like, oh, I'm so bored. I would love to be bored.
First of all, kids today never should ever say they're bored about anything.
Don't get
everything
me started.
Is on demand with mm-hmm. everything.
Yeah.
We had nothing.
We figured it out.
Yeah. Okay. How about this? Gorging on candy.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah.
As a kid, Halloween, you go through the whole bag.
Yeah.
As an adult, after a while, like, oh, I don't feel so good.
After like three pieces, I'm done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, listen, I still, do I do it?
Listen.
I still do it.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't feel as good.
Right, how long is this list?
I only got a couple more. The circus.
Yeah, I hate
as in a kid, it's fantastic.
Yes.
As an adult, it's the worst.
That's along the same lines as Chuck E. Cheese. Yeah.
Yeah.
The circus is horrible. It's literally a freak show. Yeah.
Literally. Birthdays.
Yeah.
As a kid, it's awesome. As an adult, it's not bad.
Here's the thing with
I don't care.
With my
much.
Birthday, it's always like, well, my birthday is also my anniversary. So there's like that weight.
It's the worst of both.
I don't get to just like enjoy it.
Same. I'm never going to be able to enjoy my birthday ever again.
You made that decision. It was your idea.
So it's like...
My birthday's going to be miserable forever now.
Mm-hmm. It's like, especially when your kids are little, it's like, what do you want to do on your birthday? And my answer was always like, nothing. Well, but like, what do you... like? What?
As a kid?
No, it's like...
No, as a kid, it's like Chuck E. Cheese or something.
As a kid, yes. Yeah, yeah. But as an adult... Like Erica will be like, what do you want to do on your birthday? I'm like, nothing. She's, oh, no, really, what do you want to do? I'm like, really?
Yeah.
I want to sit at home.
Let's order a pizza.
Drink root beer, eat pizza, and watch baseball, and that's it. Like, I don't want to do anything. I don't want to do anything. It's like, well, the kids want to do something. Well, then let's just do something.
Yeah.
Why don't we go to Chuck E. Cheese
for my birthday? And we'll get to all unlimited tokens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll just top it off because it's our anniversary by me buying you flowers.
That are already dead. Okay, last one.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you remember this. ABC gum.
Already been chewed gum?
Already been chewed gum.
Mm-hmm.
Which you partook of.
Yeah, I was at...
Godfather's Pizza.
Do you guys remember when... What's at Godfather's Pizza now? Is there anything there?
It used to be east of Chicago.
Do you remember Godfather's Pizza?
I do,
on
yes,
Delaware
yes.
Avenue?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were at Godfather's Pizza. We used to go to the buffet.
Oh.
It was awesome.
Awesome.
Their dessert pizza was amazing.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway.
I miss it.
We were sitting there with the family, and Mom was like, Dan, where did you get gum? No, you're chewing gum. No. And I was like, there's a whole bunch of it underneath this table, Mom. So, yeah, I did that.
That explains a lot.
Mm-hmm. It does explain a lot.
Have you been tested for various things?
I've been tested for a couple things.
Yeah, already been chewed gum. Mm-hmm. As a kid, hey, mm-hmm. I found some gum.
Yeah.
As an adult, not so much.
Yeah.
I don't want to chew gum that's already been chewed.
No.
So that's my list. Are we going to Mount Rushmore or just leave it?
No, we just leave it. Okay. I think that's good.
Okay, what do you got?
Okay. Well, so the other day, Erica and I were... How are we doing, Harrison?
He's just moving stuff.
He's just moving stuff. This is his job. He's a professional.
We should have done that before we started, but whatever.
So
you're telling me half the show the camera's been off.
I have like five things. Okay. I was on fire at the grocery store the other day. I was like so many things. I was just writing down. Like just so many good thoughts.
Stop and roll.
Yeah.
Like the fact that I'm like super interested. When I'm in the spaghetti, you ever pick out spaghetti sauce? You know that whole process?
Well, listen. No, because we always do Prego, the mushroom Prego. No, listen. I have more fun picking out the noodle.
Listen, I like to pick out our noodle.
Listen, there are a lot of different types of noodles.
I like the fettuccine. I like angel hair pasta a lot.
Do the bow ties.
The bow ties? Oh, yeah. It's very fancy.
So
you like bow ties.
We used to do something where... It's like, you know, you got a box of pasta and you pour it in. Sometimes it's like not enough or too much for the thing.
Shut up.
So you got a little bit left over.
Don't.
So listen, We did this for years. We haven't done it in a while.
I don't like this.
We would mix them in a big jar.
I don't like this.
And then what we did, we called it pasta miasta. Mm-hmm. And every once in a while, we'd have pasta miasta, and it was all the random noodles that we didn't use from previous.
So, like, there's like bow tie, there's fettuccine.
Yeah, one of everything. Fun. Yeah, it is fun. It's a lot of fun.
Got all the textures. They're all noodles.
It's unnatural. I'm not for it. Next thing you're going to tell me that women should vote.
So Dan's not for internoodling.
I'm
he's a trans noodler.
We could get in trouble here. No, when I'm picking out, I don't do ragu or prego or whatever.
The prego mushroom is pretty good.
It's not.
No, it is.
It's not.
I'm not a ragu guy.
You don't have to point her out, guys.
What?
You don't have to point her out.
Prego.
Prego. Oh, yeah. My goodness. It took me a second. I did not catch it. So a prego,
Yeah.
What you get? Like,
it's a giant bottle.
A giant bottle. Yeah. That's like $3
yeah.
for a bottle like that.
Yeah.
And
the noodles, there was a time they were like a dollar.
Yeah.
So you could make a whole, you could feed a family for a week.
Yeah.
For like $4.
I've never done it, but I'm fascinated by this. There's spaghetti sauce jars that are like maybe the size of that can, a little bigger.
Yeah.
Like $15.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm just.
Can it be that much
I
better?
I really want to get it. I've never gotten that one.
Yeah.
I don't get because it's like least expensive is on the bottom shelf, and then it gets more expensive as it goes higher. That's the way spaghetti sauces work. I'm like middle shelf. Yeah. I don't get all the ones on the top, but I don't get the bottom ones.
Bottom is buyer's choice. Then you got your ragu. Then you got your prego, and it goes up from there.
Bertolini, I think, is one.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure. So anyway,
when
that's
you live
really
in a loft, you don't get the bottom shelf.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Why do you live in a loft?
I also like the creamy sauces. Rather than the tomato base.
Listen.
An Alfredo?
If you're going to have Alfredo, just make it at home. It's so much better, and it's like super easy to make. So
there's
I made Alfredo last night.
There's variations of the cream.
I've never had a good Alfredo in a jar, ever.
Okay.
That comes even close to what you could make at home. It's just heavy cream, butter, and Parmesan cheese.
I bet you would also make your own ranch.
I do make my own ranch, and that's better, too. Listen, homemade Alfredo kicks butt.
Yeah.
Next week, Dan's going to just have a cooking show now.
Yeah. I would love to have a cooking show, and I would be good at it. And I would like that. So there's that. And then we were in the aisle, and Erica, we were in a hurry because we had to be somewhere. We only had, like, Erica had it on her watch. She's like, we got 15 minutes to get out of Meijer. So we had to pick up some wart remover. You know, foot wart remover.
Yeah, for who?
You know, it doesn't really matter. You know, so
not for you.
But we're in a hurry. So normally,
just want to get that out
me,
there.
Me, you know,
the wife or whoever.
What,
yeah.
It was probably Grace. I don't know who it was. I mean, it's just good to have some around. You know what I mean?
Girlfriend.
Yeah. You know. If Levi's, yeah, I you know. Maybe she's got foot warts. I don't know, you know, but it's nice to have.
Just in case.
You know, it's probably her. It's probably her.
Well, you know? Then, because you don't want Levi to get the warts.
No. Anyway. we're in the, what's that section? The pharmacy.
Wart section.
Well, that's the problem. So first of all, Meijer's had a completely new remodel.
Well, they're renovating the whole thing.
Everything. Yeah. So you just don't know where, you don't know where anything is. Secondly, normally, you would say, I'm just going to wander around until I find this wart remover.
Yeah.
I don't need help.
No.
Right? I don't even have that conversation.
Yeah. I'm not asking anybody.
But we're in a hurry.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And so we've only got 15 minutes. We got to do it, and then we got to get all the way to the other side of the store because I'm making Alfredo tonight, and I need some heavy cream and some Parmesan.
And that's where you found the wart.
Heavy cream, Parmesan, and wart remover.
Yeah.
Turns out
it's
if you
be a wild
sprinkle
night.
Some Parmesan on the wart, it just... tastes amazing. So,
or a cheese grater on the wart.
Yeah, that'll work.
Grate it
so,
off.
You gotta throw that thing away when you're done.
So,
Grace, come here.
So, anyway, we were in the pharmacy section, and there was a lady there, and Erica asked the question, which really I thought was funny. She goes, "In what aisle would you find like the wart remover?"
You know, things like...
I'm not saying we need wart remover, but I want to know where you would find like the wart
things
remover.
Things like that.
Not the wart remover. Just to be clear, I want something like the wart... That yeah. section, you know.
Yeah, you know.
Not wart remover, because I don't have any warts. I'm not a, you know, ogre, right? I want to know where the, like
you know,
the wart remover yeah. is. And I'm like in the background, like...
So yeah. what else is in that section?
And she looked right at me. You know what I mean? Like it was for me. I was like, why are you looking at me? I, you know, what else is in the section? I don't know. I was so embarrassed by the question. I just couldn't even see straight. So,
yeah.
And then there's a whole question.
See, it would have like, been great had you let it off. She needs some wart remover.
Listen, there's also like seven different kinds of wart remover.
Yeah.
And it scales up in price. Well, I don't want to spend $10. The if it cheap doesn't
stuff,
work,
yeah.
right?
But and you don't want top shelf either.
I got top shelf because I don't want to... I want it to work, you know? Yeah.
Did you get the acid?
It was... Actually, this
the
one
freeze,
has...
The biofreeze?
It has... There was like two different freezes. One had nitrous oxide in it.
Yeah.
I got the one with nitrous oxide. It was like $5 more than the other one, and it is like serious.
So listen, when I don't know if you remember this, when I was 16, I had warts on my feet.
I do remember. It was disgusting.
It was really bad. Mm-hmm. And I had everything done.
Mm-hmm.
They used acid.
Yeah.
They came back. They tried to freeze them off. Mm-hmm. They came back. They tried to laser them off. Mm-hmm. They came back. They tried to surgically remove them, and they came back.
It's because you were playing with toads.
Yeah.
Shouldn't play with toads.
Don't play with toads.
You get warts.
So, yeah. I mean,
science.
I've experienced it all.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, this one, top shelf. And ironically, this one's not on the top shelf.
Uh-huh.
This is, they were all together side by side. But it got
equality.
More expensive the further left you went.
Huh? Yeah.
Equality.
Equality.
Yeah. Mm. That's what you want in your wart remover.
Equality.
Yeah.
One's not that much better than the other just because it costs more.
Do you have the temptation of getting, okay, I'm going to do the
Eric,
one of each.
Erica was like, we'll I thought about all. That. She's like, I don't know. Do you think this was another? I'm like, I don't know. It cost $5 more for a reason, don't you think?
Yeah.
Probably the exact same stuff in a different package. It's Compound W was the brand we got. I don't know if anybody's interested in that.
Yeah.
But
did it work?
Grace hasn't been here
I
yet.
Wouldn't
we don't
know.
Does she know she's going to get made fun of like forever?
I think so.
Okay, that's fine. As long as she knows.
Yeah, I told her the other day. I said, I think you get mentioned on the podcast more than my kids.
It's probably true. Because when's the last time you mentioned Abby?
Huh?
Who? Who's Abby?
Abby?
Abby. Huh. Abby. No, I mentioned Abby.
Occasionally.
Just now.
Yeah, just now. Yeah,
just now.
Okay, so do you have more things from the store?
Whatever.
Well, there's a couple things. We'll
do
Netflix, but yeah. I wanted to read a couple Apple reviews that had recently.
Oh,
so
yeah, good. I forgot about that.
The one, I was going to read it here because I want to accuse Jesse because he was making a big deal out of it.
Okay.
And I think it was probably him, but I don't know. Tell me if this sounds like Jesse. First of all, the person who wrote the review is labeled as very legit reviewer.
Okay.
Okay.
What? How's the on the review? How's the punctuation capitalization?
It looks somewhat normal. There is a dot 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 in there.
Okay.
Right. So okay. The title of the review is better than okay.
All right. Okay.
5-star.
All right. I like this review.
This show is certainly better than just okay.
Oh, I like it. So far, so good.
Jesse should get more talk time. He is clearly the most funny. Preston is pretty meh, but tolerable.
Wow.
Immediately Jesse.
Wow.
That's Jesse, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. So you need to come up with one now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah, we'll read that and we'll see how it goes.
All right.
Listen. Oh, Jesse's probably listening. I was going to say.
He probably is listening. I mean, not right now because
he's
not
here. He's not here. He's got tummy ache.
Yeah, he got a little upset.
Yeah, listen. Yeah. You write one and we'll see which one's better. Mm-hmm. Okay. So here's another one because I thought it was funny. The title of this one is Squirt. Squirt. Mm-hmm. It says, Squirt is much better through a Twizzler straw.
Oh.
Overall, an amazing show.
Wow, because we had a whole thing about Squirt. Squirt through a Twizzler straw.
This sounds delightful.
All right.
We're going to have to stop at the store on the way home.
Listen, you're pregnant. You don't get to say what sounds delicious and what doesn't, you know.
Just like Twizzlers, guys. I'm sorry.
Are you more of a Twizzler or a Red Vine?
I'm a Twizzler guy.
Twizzlers, Red Vines.
Well, I have to eat them, Twizzlers.
Twizzlers.
Wow.
You're a Red Vine?
I'm a Red Vine person. Yeah.
It's because of those, all those weird pieces of gum you chewed.
Yeah, the ABC gum. Yeah, are you a black licorice guy?
No.
I love black licorice. Okay. Well, overall, our show on Apple, we've had 48 reviews.
Mm-hmm.
We have a 4.9.
Ooh.
So it's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Pretty good.
Some
knucklehead gave us 1 star. I think it was Jad.
Yeah, Jad did, because he was like, it makes you more legitimate. I was like, you're a moron.
Just someone else gave us a 3 star. Like, don't go down to 1. At least a 3. We're better than 1.
I'm with you.
Well, he gave how many stars, how many dollars he gave us.
He was like, it makes you look more legitimate if you have somebody with a bad review. I was like, what do you mean?
Okay, so let's hit Netflix.
Netflix, watch these shows with us. Netflix, or maybe Hulu Plus. Netflix, watch these shows with us. Netflix, or maybe Hulu Plus. Or maybe Amazon Prime or something like that, like YouTube. Or we don't want to put a box around what you watch, so you
long.
Never know.
It's way long. Jason, what is your Netflix suggestion of the week?
Okay, so before I give it, I just want to do one little quick thing.
Okay.
I want to get away from the fart humor, the potty humor.
As do I.
But something happened I thought was humorous.
Sure.
Yesterday after work,
mm-hmm.
I decided to get Taco Bell after work, which I love Taco Bell, right? Taco Bell's fantastic. Uh-huh. So I got Taco Bell, and I had like a couple burritos, you know. I mean, more than one. Less than six.
First of all, I don't know that Taco Bell is fantastic, but continue.
I love Taco Bell. Well, I got home, and I realized I was still hungry after 5 burritos.
That's the problem with Taco Bell. It's nothing. It's not...
Oh, the bag was heavy.
Well, I know, but somehow it just didn't...
It doesn't stick, mm-hmm. which is odd because it's very sticky as you eat it.
It is sticky.
So anyways, I get home, and I'm still hungry.
Uh-huh.
So I made a giant bowl of oatmeal. Okay, and this was all done like before 4 o'clock in the afternoon. By the time midnight rolls around, my tummy is doing things on its own.
Sure.
Something Jesse's tummy would be doing probably right now. And I'm in bed, and I know it's not going to be pleasant, right? Very gassy.
Mm-hmm. They both went to pleasant.
What does that mean?
You said it's going to be pleasant.
Yeah. Anyways, like, what are you talking about? So I know it's not going to be a pleasant experience. So I just act like I'm asleep.
That was the name of his garage band in high school. The Pleasant Experience.
The Pleasant Experience. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So I act like I'm asleep as I let them go.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
I've done that. Because it was really bad. And I knew it was going to be bad. I acted like I was asleep. The whole time. And Shelby, I think I woke her up because she was in bed before I was.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. It's, I'm laying in bed and I hear, oh! I woke her up. Uh-huh. That's how bad it was.
But you slept through it.
I acted like I was asleep. So today I texted her. I said, hey, I'm sorry last night. It was, you know, a little stinky. And I was like, I was acting like I was asleep. She goes, I know you were. I knew you were awake.
She's on to you.
She's on to me. We've been married for long enough. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so my suggestion is a non-suggestion. I've been watching it with Teddy. We're like 6 episodes in, and I don't know why I'm still watching it. I'm watching it because he likes it.
Sure, I get it.
She-Hulk.
Oh,
it's bad. It's really bad.
It's really bad.
It's just stupid. It's
I've heard nothing but bad things.
Really bad. Teddy really likes it.
I only wanted to watch it because... my favorite character, Daredevil, is in it, and they didn't do him justice.
Daredevil?
You wouldn't know. We haven't watched those episodes yet.
I've heard.
I didn't need to.
Yeah. So anyways, don't... It's a non-suggestion. Mm-hmm. I mean, Teddy likes it. He's 10. Yeah. But he would like anything that was Marvel at this point. Yeah. So as an adult, not so much.
All right. I watched like 3 things this week that I was like, these are all going to be good suggestions. And I really don't really remember what any of them were. But I should have written it down. I thought it was so good that I thought it was going to leave an impression. But I cannot for the life of me. And maybe it was just
documentaries.
I don't know. But I do know that I started watching a movie. I'm not done with it, but it's called 13 Lives. It's okay. Got Viggo Mortensen and Colin Firth.
Okay.
Is he the one that looks like Jason Westbrook?
No.
Colin Farrell.
Colin Farrell.
Okay. Colin Farrell and...
which we'll have Jason on sometime.
Will we? We should. We should.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's Viggo Mortensen and Colin Farrell, and they play, they're rescue divers. It's based on a true story about these 13 kids that got stuck in a cave and then in Thailand, and then they were a soccer team.
What are they doing in a cave?
Well, it was just kind of like a popular place to go and whatever, and then all of a sudden a monsoon came in and it flooded the cave, so they were down like...
And they got in high ground in the cave.
Right, yeah.
I gotcha.
And so it's the story, it's a true story, apparently, about how... Now, I want to say how they were rescued. That's what I'm hoping.
Oh, because you haven't finished
it. Because I haven't finished it yet. It's called 13 Lives.
I do remember that actually having a couple years ago.
Yeah, and it's...
In real life.
Yes.
It's super compelling. And I've been doing it, no big deal, but I'm on like a streak. I'm like on a 5 or 6 day streak of closing all of my circles on my watch. And so I've been doing the elliptical every day.
I don't know what that means.
So it tracks your activity.
Yeah.
Like those three colors mean three different things.
Okay.
And I have my goals pretty high, so I can't do it just... Even if I walk 5 miles, I won't necessarily close on my circles. So if I get on the elliptical for 30 minutes, maybe 45 minutes, it's like a guarantee I will.
Right.
And Jesse recently got an Apple Watch, and he said, I want to, so you can challenge somebody on your Apple Watch.
Yeah.
And so we did a 7-day challenge, and I blew him out of the water.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. One day he was determined, and he hit 150%. Like 100% for our goals were pretty high. High. So 100% is doing something, and he hit 150%.
So you got 151.
He was bragging all day, and he was like, "What are you gonna do?" And I waited till like 9:30 at night.
No. Yeah.
And when I saw his activity had stopped, and I got on the elliptical for like an hour and a half. and he can see, like, it registers. He gets an alert that I just did a workout.
Oh.
And so then I just get a text from him that said, "I hate you,"
because he's in bed. At that point, I mean, he's not getting
up. And he was like, and I was at like 85%. He was at 150. He was like, there's no way he's catching up. Yeah. And I was watching my watch, like just waiting until I was like, and there. And I got down when I just hit that 1 percentage point higher.
So you're watching the movie as you're working out.
So I've been watching the movie as I've been working out. It's like a 2.5 hour movie. It's pretty long. Okay. But I was doing it today, and I'm on the elliptical, and I'm watching it. And there was this one part where it really caught me off guard, and I literally yelled. I was like, whoa! It's a very intense movie. Yeah. Very intense. And I love Viggo Mortensen, and his character in it is very good. He's got this cool little kind of British accent, and his character is really cool. And it was called 13 Lives. It's on Amazon Prime. It's so far very good.
Have you seen that Viggo? It's called, I think, The Road. It's like a post-apocalyptic. He's like with a kid.
Yeah, it's... Well, I've... And the book is really good. You should listen. It's Cormac McCarthy. Okay. He's the one that wrote... There Will Be Blood and others. He's a pretty famous novelist. Anyway, the book, you should get the book.
Okay.
The book is so, so good.
Yeah. I'm a big post-apocalyptic.
You love fan. A post-apocalyptic.
Yeah. I'm hoping that we get to live it someday.
And I'm already on record. Every movie fits within an apocalyptic scale. It's either pre-apocalyptic, apocalyptic,
or
post-apocalyptic. Yeah. Those are the only three kind of movies that exist.
Currently, we're living in the pre.
We're heading into the apocalypse.
Yeah, straight up apocalypse.
Straight up apocalypse was the name of a rap group that I used to like.
It was Destiny's rap group.
It was Destiny's rap group, yeah. She was the beatboxer for it. Yeah. So, straight up apocalypse. So, do you guys have any Netflix suggestions? Anything you've been watching?
I haven't watched it recently, but... I want to start watching it again. Batman the Animated Series.
Oh, the guy died?
The old school one.
Kevin Conroy.
The actor died.
Kevin Costner died?
Conroy. Yeah.
Conroy Costner died?
No.
Kevin Conroy.
Bob Costas.
Bob Costas. Kevin Conroy.
Yes.
What about Luke Skywalker? Is he still alive?
Mark Hamill? Yeah. He's still...
He posted a picture with him and Batman. Mm-hmm. I think you reposted that. Yeah.
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 So
I do actually do like those Batman. Those are good. They're dark. They're very dark.
Yeah.
They're cool though.
My favorite Batman might be Lego Batman.
Lego Batman's great.
I like Lego Batman.
Lego Batman's great. Yeah. It's been, I don't know, a long time since I've watched it, but it is very good.
There used to be a Batman series on when we came home from school.
That was the one.
Was it that one? Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. That's pretty old then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 25 years? Something
like that. I have a lot of memories of like eating Cinnamon Toast Crunch while I'm watching that. You know, you get home and you get a big salad bowl. Yeah. You know, full of cereal.
And then you realize you don't have enough milk.
Oh, my goodness. Peanut butter. That was the time when I was eating a lot of peanut butter Captain Crunch at that time.
Yeah.
Love peanut butter Captain Crunch. Love it.
The roof of your mouth didn't it?
No, I would rip it up. It like gone. Regular Captain Crunch was even worse, but peanut butter Captain Crunch was the spherical one. So, all right.
Let's end with the Mount Rushmore.
Well, Destiny, do you have anything that you'd like to suggest that people watch?
We watch Bob's Burgers every night.
Bob's Burgers.
Yep.
I've heard good things.
I've never seen it. It's animated,
funny.
Right?
Yeah, it's animated. Okay. It's more like an adult show, but it's just funny.
There's a movie, right? Bob's Burger movie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now I just want to eat burgers.
Let's end with the Mount Rushmore of Thanksgiving food.
All right, because this is the thing.
It should be easy.
This is easy. Turkey.
Turkey.
Stuffing.
Cranberry.
Wait a minute.
Mashed potatoes and gravy?
Mashed potatoes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes, gravy.
Green bean casserole?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Cheesy potatoes.
But we already have a potato.
Doesn't matter. You can't have enough potatoes.
Too many potatoes.
Well, there's a Mount Rushmore. You only got four.
Cranberry sauce.
The cranberry sauce.
It might be cranberry sauce.
It's iconic. Listen, even if you don't like it. It doesn't have to be your favorite. It's iconic.
It does probably belong
turkey,
on Mount
cranberry, a potato dish.
And stuffing slash...
Oh, stuffing. Yeah,
dressing.
That's it.
You're more of a stuffing guy.
Oh, listen. We've talked about this.
Yeah, I don't stuff
It's got to get the juices of the turkey.
Yeah.
If you don't get the turkey juices in your stuffing, you're not doing it right.
I'm not a big fan of intestinal juices in my food.
I love intestinal juices.
If you can get it. All right. Well, I think I'll just spend the last 20 seconds thumbing through my
Sharper Image
catalog. Here's a jewelry cleaner. You want to guess how much it cost?
$249.
Bob, $80.
Oh.
How about a dry eye therapy mask?
$49.
$140.
I'm not good at this.
Yeah. Well, apparently if you have dry eyes, it's worth it. I'm going to buy everything in here. I got an Apple Card. All right. This is Dan signing off for Jason, reminding you to always keep your stick on the ice and never wear the blue sweats.
Sit, boo-boo, sit. Good dog.
I've spoken.
Juice soups.